you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Here we are at episode 103. I'll be talking about overthinking, making decisions quickly and confidently. I know this topic well. When I was younger, I used to struggle with this all of the time. I never made a decision about anything without ruminating over it for a very long time. And at that time in my life, I had a bit of low self-esteem and didn't know that this was a potential result of too much overthinking. So let's get into the meat of this topic.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you find yourself spending too much time pondering and not enough time getting things done? Overthinking is common, especially when making decisions. Overthinking wastes time and lowers your confidence. The most successful people make decisions quickly and stick with them. The less successful take too long to decide and quickly change their mind afterwards for fear of having made the wrong decision or because someone else told them that it was the wrong decision. You might think that you're being responsible and cautious by taking your time to decide, but you're shooting yourself in the foot quite often. There's no evidence to suggest that ruminating excessively on a decision results in a better outcome. So it's time to make up your mind and move on with your life. When it comes to decision making, you can do a couple of different things. You can list the advantages and disadvantages. Write them down. There is something magical about taking pen to paper when making decisions. By the time you're done, you'll have a better idea of the right direction to take. This process helps it get the circular mind out of the way and gets definitive down onto the paper. You can be aware of your core values. Decisions are more quickly and easily made when you know your core values. When you consider a choice, test it against your core values. How will this choice make me feel? Does this support or go against my core beliefs and values? Often, these choices aren't the easiest, but are in your best interests. Remember that you can always change your mind. There are few, if any, decisions you must stick with for the end of eternity. Just knowing that you can change your mind later can give you the comfort needed to decide. It's not possible to predict the future with 100% accuracy anyway. And sometimes events happen down the road that steer us in a new direction, which requires a different choice. You're going to want to avoid what's called paralysis by analysis. Overanalyzing doesn't lead to better results. It leads to inactivity and confusion. As a rule of thumb, you actually only need to be about 70% certain to act. That's right, only 70% certain. Often, the window of opportunity closes before that last 30% of the information can even be gathered. So you don't need to have all of the answers before making a decision. Think both short-term and long-term. Ideally, an option exists that satisfies both criteria. Ask yourself if you'll be happy with your decision in 15 minutes and in 15 years. Any decision that meets both requirements is a great decision. Granted, not all decisions fit this plan, but this can be a helpful tool. You're going to want to stay busy. Those people that overthink often have the luxury of too much free time. Busy people make decisions quicker because they don't have the time to brood over every decision. Be more active in general. You'll find it easier to make decisions in a timely fashion. Exercise is one way to stay busy. You don't overthink when your body is tired. Motion helps the body integrate the thoughts of the mind. If you need to make a big decision, do some jumping jacks. Go for a brisk walk. Dance it out. All of these things help you in your decision-making process. You're going to want to use your experience to your advantage. Now, let's face it. You've made plenty of poor choices over the years, and so have I. It would be a shame to allow them to go to waste. Consider whether you've been in a similar situation in the past. You might gain some great insight. What did my poor choice teach me is just as important as what did my positive choice teach me. Now, this may seem a little bit hokey, but use a timer to make decisions. Most decisions don't require weeks or even days to make. A couple of hours is usually more than sufficient most of the time. Use a timer and put some focus on the issue. When you hear the alarm go off, it's time to decide. A timer is an effective way to narrow your focus. Because let's face it, if you don't make a decision and on something in 48 hours, you're not usually going to make a decision at all. Now, a good decision now actually beats a great decision much later. So what are you waiting for? Success is more about making decent decisions and working hard than it is about making awesome decisions later. Because you get all of these, this momentum going, and it actually may even lead you down a better path than waiting and waiting and waiting. Avoid overestimating the value of perfection and underestimating the value of activity. Don't waste valuable time ruminating over it all. You're going to want to avoid overanalyzing every little decision. You're limiting your results in life if you spend too much time making decisions. Be clear on your values and consider using a timer. You don't make better decisions by overthinking them. Taking too much time also allows you to just confuse yourself more. You end up wasting valuable time. Making quicker decisions frees up time to execute your decisions. You'll be more successful with these practices. So to recap, if you're struggling with decision making, make a list of pros and cons. Use a timer. Weigh the decision against your core values. And if you're stuck, get your body moving. When I've made a quick list of pros and cons and weighed the decisions against my core values, I find that I come to a decision much faster than if I just let it roll around in my head forever. Because that's an inane process that gets me actually nowhere. Notice that I didn't really touch upon your fears of what other people would think of your decisions. That will be integrated into future podcasts. So let me know how your future decision-making processes go once you put some of these suggestions into place. You can reach me through my HeidiDelayer.com or LoveWideOpen.com websites, or directly via email at hello@HeidiDelayer.com. If you're struggling, reach out and book a Heal Your Story strategy call. Sending you lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.